Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Smart Radio 2, and we stream it at sportsbyline.com. Also at sportsovernightamerica.com. Just click on the listen live, right? Away we go here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez. Going to talk to Nick Douglas for a couple segments. College football front and center. I know we got a big NFL Thursday night Amazon game tomorrow night, Amazon Prime, with mail-in Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit in Detroit, Green Bay, and the Lions. 9-3. You know, that kind of shocked me today. I don't know where I was, probably caught napping. Green Bay's 9-3. 11-1, Detroit. A lot of people's kind of, I don't know, chic pick to, you know, get to their first Super Bowl ever. I mean, they went through the Barry Sanders era without a Super Bowl and even a deep run in the playoffs. So this would be huge in the Motor City. And quite frankly, I have no problem with it and doesn't matter how I feel. But yeah, how does America feel about Detroit? I think people want to see it. They really do. That's a very skilled team. Goff, the quarterback, of course, had his run in L.A. and now he's in the Motor City, a blue-collar town. And they want nothing but results. And, you know, listen, they've had the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Pistons. The only box they have not checked in Detroit is the Lions. So let's pull for them, right? You know, if we could serve up right now Detroit and Buffalo in New Orleans, I'd sign for that. Would you sign for Detroit and Baltimore? I'd sign for that. Would you sign for Detroit and Kansas City? Yeah, we'd sign for that, but we've seen it a couple of times already, right? Opened the season a couple of years ago, and Detroit went into Arrowhead Stadium, Jeehaw Field, and what do we see? A victory out of Detroit. But you know what? The stakes would be much higher. Juan Soto appears to be on the verge of making an announcement. I would handicap it, and I'm going to open up my chat here, too. This is something internal, folks. I drive Dom nuts. There it is. 30 seconds to break. I would handicap it. I'll tell you on the other side how I will handicap the Juan Soto sweepstakes. Coming back on Sports Overnight, Nick Douglas, our college football insider. He's up next.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently
on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we will talk the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America, Wednesday into a Thursday. College football front and center off the Tuesday night rankings, the latest from the NCAA and the committee headed up by Ward Manuel of Michigan. Let's get him in here. I am excited to talk to you, Nick. Not necessarily now more than ever, but pretty close because of what's going on. How are you, Nick?
Marty, I'm doing well, my man. Looking at these college football rankings as we start to get a real understanding of where this postseason picture sits and where it may shift. I will tell you this, you've got a lot of frustration across the Miami fan base, across the Ole Miss and South Carolina fan base, but I don't know if it's because I'm in Oxford or what, but it is just ear-piercing from the Ole Miss fan base, the objection and the bitterness they have toward the committee right now.
All right, well, let's break this down, and I want to keep you for a couple of segments tonight. I hope we can do that because there's a lot of real estate to navigate and kind of carve into this. Let's start with Alabama. I mean, do they – look, I believe Alabama is one of the 12 best teams in the country, yet at the same time, you look at what they did on the field, and, you know, you can understand why while there is so much angst. So you tell me, do they have it right with Alabama so far? Let me hear.
And, Marty, I want to make it clear that this is not my bias talking here, but I think they've got it horribly wrong with Alabama. And you look at strength of schedule says one thing, win margin says another, you know, momentum says this and that. Look. The committee is not tasked with putting the 12 best teams from the regular season in. And that's seen with the automatic bids, which those have to go in the near future. That's one. Second off, even with these last seeds, with your Ole Misses and your South Carolinas and your Alabamas, if there's not a head-to-head matchup to decide who goes in, you need to look at the best teams in that moment. And when you get run out of the house by an Oklahoma team 24-3 in the second to last week of the season, I think that's inexcusable. And I think you've got to look at games like that that are late in the season to 6-6 programs on the road where you put up 3 points. This isn't 63-35. This is 24-3. That is not championship football, and that was only 2 weeks ago. So I think they've got it horribly wrong. And I'm not here to say that Ole Miss is the only solution, but I think Alabama is 100% not the solution.
Well, you can't have it both ways, and I'm not saying you, but the SEC. I mean, you can't say, well, we're going to get Alabama in there, And, oh, by the way, let's squeeze Ole Miss or A&M or somebody else in there. You know, that's how I look at this. You know, it's just you can't have it both ways. I mean, is that flawed thinking?
You know, I think that when you say you can't have it both ways, I think if you're going to put an SEC team in, you put in Ole Miss because they beat South Carolina head-to-head. And if you can't decide if you're putting in Alabama or Ole Miss, it's better to put in Miami. I mean, and wait some chips on that quarterback of theirs, Cam Ward, who's getting a lot of Heisman love up until Travis Hunter really ran away with that. But, I mean, far and beyond, Marty, Alabama is the worst option out of those three. Alabama, Miami, Ole Miss, that 11, 12, and 13, Alabama's the worst option.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is going to get so controversial, but, hey, you know, that's why we love it. All right, let's go next. Well, you know what? I want to double back on Miami, but you've got two feuding athletic directors, Jamie Pollard and the AD at SMU are really getting into it. I mean, we got the ACC title game, which, you know, listen, I think SMU has to win to get in. They really do. If they don't win, I think they're going to sit on the bubble. Ditto, but even more so, the Big 12 title game in Dallas, 11 o'clock Central Time on Saturday morning. There's no safety net for Arizona State and Iowa State. Jamie Pollard made it clear. He thinks the Big 12 is getting slighted. And I'll be honest with you. You look at how they've done out of conference and everything else. You put the numbers together. The Big 12, I'm sorry. That's a two-bid conference. But they've been reduced to one bid. Let me hear your thoughts on the Big 12.
Yeah, Marty, I think it is just absurd to me. If you look at these conference championship games, the fact that the Mountain West has Boise State and UNLV, who's UNLV is ranked number 20, and Arizona State and Iowa State ranked 15 and 16, playing in for spots, that just shows you've got a flawed system. So I'm not going to be the one that, and unfortunately I don't hold the weight to pitch a play-in tournament to replace conference championships, mm-hmm. or an expanded playoff or whatever, but something's got to be done to mitigate this issue with conference championships and automatic bids and who gets in and the like. Because you and I have followed this sport, you followed it for decades longer than I have, but this is bound to be an issue. We've seen this across all kinds of sports leagues, Marty. This will be an issue every single year until they fix it. Either have a play-in tournament on conference championship weekend, or expand the playoff, or just take the 12, the 16, or the 14, or whatever best teams at large. But you can't have these conference championship games with teams like UNLV, who are ranked number 20, playing in for a spot, and 15 and 16 playing in for a spot. When you've got 11, 12, and 13, that would, I mean, hell, Jackson Dart called for a game against Alabama to play in. So I just think it's an incredibly flawed system. Is it better than the four teams? Sure. But people want more football on the calendar. You have to give it to them.
I can't disagree with that. All right, let's go to Miami. Do they have an argument or no?
I think they do have an argument, and they've got an argument just on the backbone of their quarterback. I mean, he is sliced and diced all year. You know, you can't fault the team for being in a conference that's less competitive, but here's where Miami gets dicey with me. Sure, they're 10-2. Sure, they're in the ACC. Sure, they lost two games against Georgia Tech and Syracuse. Whether you can justify those or not justify those, that's another argument. Here's my issue. If you've watched these games, and I sometimes question whether certain committee members are watching every game of every playoff contending team, look at Virginia Tech, look at the California game, look at the Louisville game. You're going to tell me for three straight weeks, Marty, the referees didn't bail them out?
No, I listen. Yeah, it is such. You know, we thought the playoff system would end the arguments, but you knew it wouldn't. You knew it wouldn't. You just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to keep you over. We only got a couple of minutes here. I want to keep you over because I want to start to look at potential matchups here. And, you know, listen, I know people, you know, Boise, You know, Boise State, SMU. Let me tell you something. I think there's going to be some surprises, and you can already hear the rumblings at Ohio State. I mean, I don't know that Ryan Day can survive this. I really don't. It doesn't look good unless they make a deep run. I mean, can you imagine if he loses a on-campus game, or even if they go on the road, he loses the first game, he might as well have his bags packed ahead of time. So that's going to be interesting here. All right, one more real quick. Do we take a shot at Notre Dame here? We only got a minute, so do we take a shot at Notre Dame? I mean, listen, they're not in a conference, half a foot in the ACC, a half a foot out of the ACC. What do we do at Notre Dame? Do we just have to live with it because they are, quote-unquote, Notre Dame?
No, Marty, I think it's in this season, in this case, absolutely you have to live with it because they're Notre Dame, and here's why. It's one thing to play an easy schedule. It's another thing to just trounce these teams. And outside of the Northern Illinois game, I mean, 66-7 against Purdue, 28-3 Miami of Ohio, undefeated Navy, 51-14, Army, 49-14. I mean, if you go through an easy schedule and you abuse these teams, no way you can play the strength of schedule card. Notre Dame deserves it. No question they should host the first-round game.
Going to be interesting to see. All right, let me do a live spot here for Geico Insurance. We'll come back on the other side. We'll get a double dose of Douglas. Nick Douglas with us here talking college football. And then we'll close out the show in the hour with a lot of NFL talk, including and starting with Detroit and Green Bay tomorrow night. Coming back here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico Insurance. Geico, get you more at geicoinsurance.com. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
In the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Nick Douglas giving us a little OT, a little overtime today. Nick, I want to get to potential matchups, but I don't know. Is this just like the Oregon-Texas Invitational? I mean, that's how I feel. I've gone through it, tried to carve it up here a little bit. I just keep landing on Oregon and Texas. So we'll get to some of the earlier round matchups. And we're going on campus for the first time, which is so awesome. It really is. When you think about it, I mean, the on-campus games, I mean, Notre Dame is going to host probably Iowa State, Arizona State, SMU, something in that order. And I sound like a cheerleader for Notre Dame. And, yeah, if I get accused of it, I'll accept it. But on campus, I think it's going to be the highlight of this. I think it's going to be awesome. Ticket prices and it's just going to be great for local economies in those venues. But I feel like we're in the Oregon-Texas Invitational. Steer me right, steer me wrong. Let's hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
I mean, understandably so, Marty. Oregon's earned the right to call college football theirs for now. But, I mean, looking at the projected bracket now, if things go in as planned and Arizona State gets that 12 spot, Boise gets the 4 spot, SMU gets the 3 spot, the Oregon's going to face a really tough first matchup for them. They'll have the winner of Ohio State-Tennessee, which
yep.
I'm looking forward to having boots in the ground at those campus games, because it'll be fascinating to see, you know, media days and how players adjust and how the CFP plays a role in this. You know, is this going to be an extra regular season game? Is this going to be a real, true playoff display and performance just from a production standpoint? And so, you know, it's great for the sport, like you said, stimulates the local economies that are the backbone of college football, what makes our sport so great. But, yeah, I mean, right now it is the Oregon and Texas Invitational, barring anything unexpected. Looks like Georgia will host Indiana. That definitely plays to Georgia's advantage. You don't want that to get flipped, because, you know, you're looking at potentially a 60-degree difference. I mean, you go to Indiana, you're looking at playing in potentially negative temperatures, maybe 10 degrees if you're lucky. So
right.
I think that'll work tremendously to Notre Dame's advantage, tremendously to Penn State's advantage, and that's going to be something that really comes into play. Like, these stadiums are all outside, and they're not neutral sites until you get to the later rounds. So that's definitely something to watch, you know, much like we've seen Big Ten teams who travel 4 or 5 hours to games by plane struggle on the road. Perhaps you'll see Big Ten teams and teams from the Northeast really thrive, and teams from the Southeast really struggle on the road. So there's a lot to monitor, not only from a polling standpoint, as we just discussed, but also from a shakeout standpoint as to how this bracket comes together and ultimately plays out. It's the most exciting time in college football.
All right, so let me ask you this. Nick Douglas with us. Tell me about the slight, or at least the perceived slight of Iowa State. They're just, I mean, every bracket you see, they plug in Arizona State. I know Scatterboo's good, Tyson's good, Leavitt the quarterback's good. You know, they're extremely well coached. Dillingham is fun to watch coach. But let me ask you a question here real quick. I don't know how much you know or you follow Arizona State. I will give them full credit. The Sun Devil Nation rejoices. They were picked 16th and last in the Big 12 in most of the preseason magazines. Most of the media people slighted them. They've come a long way from Herman Edwards. Tell me about Arizona State, and do you think Iowa State's getting slighted? Let me ask you.
I think that game is really going to be a toss-up. You know, both teams bring really, really high-powered offense. Especially in the passing game from Iowa State. I mean, they've just been strong all year. Both teams have the ability to put up a lot of points. Defense is where things get dicey. You know, it's been a series with these two teams. Much like the Big 12, defense as a whole, the conference has struggled historically. But I think both teams have a shot in this one. Arizona State is just really riding the high, and I think we're seeing the committee favor them. It's just for the point you brought up, Marty. I mean, this is a team that came out of absolute nowhere. This is the Indiana of the Big 12 in the sense that this team was picked dead last. I don't even think Indiana was picked dead last. And so when you expand the playoff, and a lot of the flack that the committee's getting now, you expand the playoff to put different teams in to compete. And so putting an Arizona State in makes perfect sense, especially if they can beat Iowa State. And this, in effect, is a play-in game that I'm okay with. But you just look at these matchups, like, UNLV should not have the opportunity to play into the playoff. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go on the record and say that. That's ridiculous. But Arizona State and Iowa State, sure, that's justifiable. But you've got three teams that are ahead of them that are on the bubble outside of the picture. So, again, flawed system, but nonetheless, great opportunity for both Arizona State and Iowa State, who traditionally do not compete for titles. I know Arizona State had their run in the 90s, so it's fascinating to see them resurge back to prominence, no question.
So here's my question. Does the Big 12, do you see the Big 12 as a one-bid conference real quick? And I'm not asking you to say anything just to appease or accommodate. I want your true opinion. I would just think the Big 12 would be worthy of two. I mean, their non-conference schedules are very, very admirable. They don't duck anybody. They don't play softies. I mean, you got, Mercer is playing Alabama. We've seen, some embarrassing games in the past. We really have. I mean, Georgia plays UMass. My God. I mean, I got a high school team here in Iowa that could take UMass to overtime. So I think the Big 12, my opinion, really does get slighted. So give me your honest opinion, and don't be afraid, unabashed. Just tell me the way you think it is.
So this is going to vary year by year, but looking at this poll, Marty, I do see the Big 12 being a one-bid conference. And in large, that's due to the fact that, the SEC has really just consolidated a lot of the top talent in the country. It's clear if you look at portal numbers last year, 2,800 players entered the portal last year, and right now we haven't even talked about that. That's on pace to be passed very early on. The portal window isn't even open, and players are already starting to announce their intentions. I just think that in the SEC, you've really got some pooling of the top talent in the country, even from the Big 12 and the ACC. And so with that, the committee looks for those big names. They look for the big name coaches. They look for the big name players. They look for teams that have title potential. And that's why you see, Georgia get a lot of love, Tennessee get a lot of love, South Carolina get a lot of love with their ranked win surge. Even Alabama's getting it because they've won plenty of titles in the past. But Ole Miss gets a lot of love because they beat Georgia in November, in and amongst all their different follies. They beat Georgia in November 28-10, and Georgia's a title-contending team. So I think year over year this will change, but in this year, Marty, I do see them as a one-bid conference.
Getting
saved by that conference championship rule.
Yep, Nick Douglas with us. All right, Nick, let's turn our attention. Give me an outlier. Is there a team in the draw, the projected draw in your mind, that is scary good? Mine is SMU, because I think they're legit. I really do. I think SMU is legit. Nobody wants to play them. And if you get them, you're going up against athletes. You're getting guys that got snubbed against major teams in Texas and Florida, Oklahoma. I'm telling you right now, this SMU team, you take them lightly, you're getting slapped in the face. You're getting knocked down. You're going to get a big old shiner. So that's kind of my outlier. The other one I want to throw into the mix here, and I'm not saying they're not getting respect, but I love what this Tennessee team. They're peaking at the right time. I think they are poised for a run. So, Rocky Top, look out. I think the Vols are a live potential outlying national championship candidate. Tennessee, SMU are mine. Who are yours?
I'm definitely with you on the SMU piece. I think the SMU is really boom or bust, and I'm taking boom on this. They've got all the resources in the world. They've got a lot to prove. So I see SMU as a tremendous threat that's not getting really any love, and I'd be very upset if they dropped this ACC title game and on winning field goal fashion in a close one and did not get that last at large spot. That would be frustrating because this team, if you've watched every single game, you see the firepower and the potential that SMU has. Here's another team I'm liking. You've got a coach in this playoff picture that is on the hot seat, whether it's justifiable or not, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. But you've got a coach by the name of Ryan Day that knows the gun is to his head. That's a guy that's poised to make a title run. And, oh, by the way, if you look at the way the bracket's projected, it looks like they're going to get their rematch against Oregon in the second round. So if they can get past Tennessee in round one, if this bracket holds true, they're going to get their rematch against Oregon. I think they're poised to raise some hell, cause some problems, and you're going to see Ohio State really sort of sneak in and make a run.
Well, I will say this. I agree with you. I do. I think they're very dangerous. However, I think the Chip Kelly experiment has blown up in their face. I just don't see it working. I think he's got an NFL mentality. Even though these are great players at Ohio State, I'm not saying that he complicates the offense. But if you go back, and I've watched it twice, if you watch his play calling in the Michigan game, you almost want him drug tested. It was crazy. Third and seven, third and 12, and just draw plays and just stuff that you see on Sunday. You don't see it essentially on Saturday. Hey, look, that's my opinion. I will say one other thing. You're the man. I appreciate you, buddy. We will talk to you again on Saturday. It's going to be a big Saturday. We know that. And then the Saturday after that will even be bigger. We'll have Army, Navy, the Heisman, and then we're going to roll up our sleeves and dive into playoffs and the bowl season. Nick Douglas, great job, pal. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, buddy. Good job out of you. Geico Insurance and Rocket Mortgage, American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. I'm Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. We got some NFL talk, maybe some college hoops. Got some big games tonight. Kansas, Creighton, Iowa State, Marquette. Are you kidding me? First weekend or first week in December, we're coming back.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly. Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Boy, I can't get enough of this college football. Man, it's good. It really is. I'm not knocking the NFL. Come on. But we're heard nationally and globally, and there's a lot of college football fans. And the NFL's got their stage coming up, folks. They got the playoffs. So if we're heavying up on college football, you got to give us a pass here. We really do. But I am going to touch on the NFL, and there's a lot to get to. I want to start with Juan Soto. I don't know. I mean, you know, my buddies in New England are all jacked up. They're walking around like he's going to sign with the Red Sox. I don't see it. I feel it, and I know what it would feel like being a Red Sox fan if they got Soto under contract for 13 years and on the in the shadows of $700 million. Can you imagine that? I mean, I'm going to date myself here, but I remember when $1 million a year, Wayne Garland, Andy Messersmith. I remember when $1 million was like, wow, really? To play baseball? $1 million a year? Are you kidding me? But yeah, I remember those days. And right now, that's their per diem. I mean, my God, you add up their per diem during a 162-game season. I mean, it's just chump change. It just blows my mind. So let's look at Juan Soto. What are we getting here? We're getting a guy, what, 26, 27 years old? Maybe he's younger than that. I don't know. I think he's 26 or 27. He's a hell of a baseball player. But I'm gonna carve into him a little bit. He's defensively borderline god-awful. And he's too young to just be a DH every night, right? But when you really look at his total package, he's not a five-tool player. And if he is, I think he's a three-tool player. I don't see him tearing up the base paths, and I don't see him absolutely burning up right field in Yankee Stadium with a powerful arm. I just don't. So I think we got to – but you know what? Here's the thing, and no one likes to hear this, but you are what you are perceived to be. He is perceived to be the best player in baseball. BPIB. I mean, you know, you can tell me about Judge all you want, but and Ohtani, but so well. Let me say he's part of the big three, and it's Judge, Ohtani, and Soto. So I gotta be careful here. So here's what I think: whoever signs Juan Soto is going to grossly overpay. But guess what? It doesn't matter, and here's why: because you make it up on the back end. The TV revenue in sports today is crazy. It's crazy. And here we are going into an era where TV is out the window and it's all about streaming. And don't look now, the Dodgers and the Guggenheimer group, or Guggenheim, they know it. I mean, do you remember the big controversy and the lawsuit with the Dodgers and the television network? And now you've got, you know, other franchises who hooked their wagon to Bally's, and Bally's went bankrupt. And yet Major League Baseball or someone bailed them out, because the Twins, the Brewers, and all these Bally's teams, Detroit, there's a whole bunch. I don't need to spend all the time, and you know, I want to spend all night on this. But the fact of the matter is, it's just a completely different landscape. It just is. So the minute you want to, you know, like me, jump up on my soapbox and say, hey, you're overspending, they're not. They're really not overspending. You know, do you know what the Dodgers are going to pay Do you know what the Dodgers are going to pay in a luxury tax? I think I read it. $1 billion. I mean, this is crazy. So here's where you can rest your mind. If you're in a place like Milwaukee or Detroit, I won't even mention Miami, you know that. Even Atlanta, Houston, Phoenix. There is going to be a huge have-not list. There's the haves and the have-nots. You know who's going to be a have? Big spenders. Boston. The two New York teams. Cubs are on the bubble. You could go either way. White Sox, they're such a disaster. I'm not going to waste my time. I'll throw Houston as a have because it's a big market and they just find a way. L.A., just the Dodgers, not the Angels. San Francisco, I'll throw Seattle in there because they're not afraid. But that's where we are right now in baseball. The have and the have-not list. The haves are smaller. The have-nots are just increasingly going to a higher number. Here's what you have to know. And I caution those people who buy the idea that, oh, you know, baseball attendance is way up, blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen, there's $10 seats. It's 2025 when the baseball season starts. See how many franchises are selling $10 seats? That goes back to the 1970s. I'm dead serious. Yeah, of course, there's people down below paying huge season ticket prices. But during the World Series, man, oh man, if you were a customer of the Yankees, they were rolling out the red carpet. Hey, we'll get these World Series tickets all yours. We'll put you right behind home plate. Oh, but wait a second. You got to buy a 20-game package next year, and it's all the premium games. So, you know, you can't fall for this. The fact of the matter is baseball, like every other sport, is watching their dollars. And this is amid the backdrop of unprecedented media rights for the haves. The have-nots are struggling. Nobody wants to watch them. I mean, the Texas Rangers are in a huge market. Dallas-Fort Worth. 1 year removed from a world championship. Their TV ratings are abysmal. And in that same market, you've got the Mavericks who got to the NBA Finals, signed Klay Thompson, and don't look now, but American Airlines Center in Dallas has a lot of empty seats. Why? Because these franchises price themselves out of the market. Then they finally have to swallow their Big Mac-sized egos and do what? Offer deals, ticket packages, promotional deals, and so on and so forth. And we in the advertising agency, in the advertising business, we love it because they spend more to get more. And it doesn't always work, to be perfectly frank. It just doesn't. All right. So there's my soapbox on baseball. And I know I sprinkled in some NBA and TV ratings and stuff like that. Pardon me for the long soapbox dissertation. But the thing I do want to get into is the NFL, and I'm telling you, this it starts Thursday night. It really does. I mean, Green Bay, Detroit, it's juicy. Listen, we're a week or 2 weeks removed from Thanksgiving, or now a week removed, excuse me. God, it seems like 2 weeks, seems like 2 years. But in fact, we're going to be 1 week removed, and I don't know that Detroit has ever hosted, seriously, back-to-back Thursday games, Thanksgiving, then the following week. I would say that's a first. But when you look at the NFL right now, right this very second, what do you see? I think you see a unbelievable mad scramble, which is what we like right now. AFC, look, the Chiefs have the inside track to the one seed. There's three teams that I think are really live in the AFC. One would be the two seed Buffalo and the seven-seeded Broncos. You know, they just, not only do they win in the most cockamamie, crazy ways. It is unbelievable. And as much as I think the guy can really, it's like nails on a chalkboard, Sean Payton knows how to coach. Buffalo and Denver right now, if the season were to end, would open the wild card. And I think you got to, everyone's going to throw Baltimore in there. I'm not going to do it. A lot of people like the Chargers. I don't believe in it. I like Harbaugh. I don't believe in it. But the Pittsburgh Steelers. Russell Wilson is starting to find a new life. He really is. Come on now. That was huge this weekend. He put up huge numbers. And I know Cincinnati's flawed, but man, oh man, he put up big numbers in the Steelers defense. I never thought I'd see them getting a shootout. But boy, oh boy, they showed some versatility. And I don't believe in the Texans. So, you know, you give me the Texans 4-5 matchup against the Chargers. And, oh, yeah, that team is then you're going to face the one seed Kansas City. Well, guess what? You're going out. The NFC, and I said it, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. I like what I see in Detroit. They're 11-1. They're a nice little fuzzy little thing to curl up to. And we all like the Detroit story. Well, guess what? They got a bullseye on their back. And I know the lion is the king of the jungle and the king of the world, you know. But the fact of the matter is, I don't trust Campbell. I don't. It's like he turns into a riverboat gambler once they get into postseason. I mean, if you want to do the things that Dan Campbell does, how about doing that during week one or week two where you got time to recover? He picks the most inopportune times to just be a dopey coach. I don't trust him. And I'm hoping Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, and the assistants there could say, hey, coach, you know what? Let's dial it back here a little bit. Oh, my God. He just, you know, he's just nuts. Own 40-yard line, 3rd-and-11, you know, then an incomplete. Let's go for it. You know, and by the way, there is a chart for head coaches to visit on when to go for 2 points on the after a touchdown and when not to. I don't think Dan Campbell's eyes have ever graced that chart because he's nuts. The guy is nuts. The Eagles, despite Sirianni, and I join the chorus of people that scratch my head when it comes to Nick Sirianni, they are a beast. Saquon is just, I mean, we're a year removed from the running back position was going the way of the dodo bird. Nobody cared about running backs. Free agency, trades, we ain't trading for a running back. Nobody cares. We throw the ball 40 or 50 times. Who needs a running back? This guy is Jim Brown. Saquon is Jim Brown. Watch the film of Jim Brown and then watch the film of Saquon. It's unbelievable. Packers, where do we go with this team? I keep waiting for them to fall every single time. I week in, week out. You know what? Green Bay, this is the week. This is the week where the Packers are going to fold, and this is where the real Packers are going to be revealed. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. I mean, seriously, you look at this team and you go, oh, my God. All they do is win. Aaron who? They could care less. I mean, they got a great quarterback. They've got receivers. They've got a running back that no one wanted. They've got a secondary that gets after the ball. They got linebackers who know how to tackle. Don't look now. I mean, I would not be stunned. Not be stunned if the Green Bay Packers found their way to the NFC Championship game. It didn't say Super Bowl, but NFC Championship. And people need to slow down on these next two teams. Kirk Cousins is going to make a return trip to Minneapolis. His performance Sunday in a big spot against the LA Chargers was very telling. 4 picks, and he looked like he looked so confounded. Get Michael Penix in there, would you please? Kirk Cousins is the relative you don't want. And Minnesota, I'm fading them negatively too. I don't believe in them. We're coming back here to wrap it up with a 2-minute drill. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, down the home stretch we go. 2-minute drill. I'm going to go a little offbeat tonight. I could do some more college football or NFL or something like that. Heisman, the Heisman's great, but who knows? I mean, Hunter probably gets it, and he deserves it, and so I'll leave it at that. I watched the Sacramento Kings and the Houston Rockets wire to wire last night. I mean, look, I know Ime Udoka screwed up in Boston. He had relations with one of the owner's wives. You know what, where you eat. It was a bad move. He's a hell of a coach. But I'll tell you right now, he's got one of the biggest thugs in the NBA, and that's one Dylan Brooks, who played at Oregon. And I believe he was at Memphis. Or I don't know where he played before. I should look it up. Dom, do you know where Brooks played before before Houston? Did I get that right, Memphis?
Yeah, he was with the Grizzlies.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. He's got 6 technical fouls, and we're, 20 games into the season? The guy's a thug. He really is. And, the officials, the stuff they get away with today is just unbelievable. Now, last night he didn't get away with it. They teed him up, got a big mouth. And, you know, actually, the guy's got some game. He really does. But, boy, was I glad to see Sacramento in that third quarter hoist 42 up on the scoreboard. Sabonis can play for me. He can play for me. I love Fox. The Murray kid from Iowa was a little shaky last night. Monk is good. I like Brown, the coach. I like that Sacramento team. And they have not found their equilibrium yet. But boy, was I glad Houston went in there last night and got slapped silly and embarrassed in the second half. And, you know, I'm sorry. Dylan Brooks has got some game, but his attitude and his behavior is lame. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Dominic, excellent work. Nick Young, good job out of you and the whole crew. Back at it tomorrow with Dan Hampton, the legendary member of the Monsters of the Midway Chicago Bears. Look forward to it. Adios here on Sports Overnight. Stay right here.